It is morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come just as we are this morning, having nothing to hide. We confess every of our sins and iniquities before you. Dear God, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, place on our body and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, lead us, guide us, other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings, we commit to your able care, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, the place we read yesterday, from verse number 14 through to verse number 19. Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 through to verse 19. And I'm reading from the King James Version this morning. God bless you as you follow the readings. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 2 on curses. The topic I started yesterday, curses. Yesterday I mentioned a few things concerning curses. I told us curses are direct opposites of blessings. They are kind of evil utterances that, you know, evil wishes that is uttered against a person. So curses are, you know, utterances that are capable of causing injuries and, you know, mischiefs for people's life and destiny. I told you, curses are unpleasant words that hurt, torment, and destroy the victim with great calamities and all forms of evils. I did mention that, you know, curses are tireless soldiers that flies across borders tirelessly. And this morning, by God's special grace, I want to mention few more things that I called facts about curses. Facts about curses. There are some things, there are some findings that, you know, are so, they are so true concerning curses. Number one this morning is curse or curses can live thousands of years. Thousands of years it can live. Why am I saying this? God cursed the earth. Look at that curse between the snake, the serpent, and the woman. Say, I will put enmity. So, naturally, snake as an animal, snake is an enemy to every man or woman on earth. Number two, this morning, that I want to talk about is, until you break a curse, it will continue to operate against you or against your generation. Until a curse is broken, it continues to operate. Another point this morning is a curse on someone, if not broken, lives forever. From generation to generation. Just like I mentioned, verse 15, God said, I will put enmity between you, the serpent, and the woman. God did not stop there. Even between thy seed and her seed, from generation to generation, curse is a spiritual problem that can only be solved by spiritual means. Either you like it or not, curse is spiritual. It's not of physical. So, and I want you to know this, that every curse, no matter how small, playful curse, serious curse, whatever, the one you carry sacrifice, or the one you pour libation, or the one you broke an egg or whatever. You see, whichever way a curse is issued, every curse attracts specific demon in order to propagate it, to promote it, and to enforce it. Every curse attracts a demon, a specific demon, to propagate, to promote, and to enforce it. Every sinful act that a man indulges in is a catalyst or fertilizer for curse to prosper. Catalyst or fertilizer for curse to prosper in a man's life is a sin. When you commit any form of sin, that whatever curse that is in your life has just received refreshment. It will prosper. It will prosper. Another point I'm making this morning is, when God has not cursed you, no curse can prosper in your life. That is it. Because before any curse can prosper in your life, you might have one way or the other, activate the automatic divine curse upon your life. That is exactly what I mean by every sinful act a man indulges in will attract a curse one way or the other. Another point this morning is, every unjust curse will ever dies a natural death in your life. Every unjust curse, the Bible says, a curse that is causeless will not come. It won't. It won't prosper. Proverbs chapter number 26 verse 2. Proverbs 26 verse 2. You can see that one there. Every curse that is without a reason will not prosper. curse attracts you to wrong people. Yes, when there is a curse in place, wrong people will always come your way. You find yourself with wrong people, those who cannot help your destiny, those who will truncate your bright, you know, future, those who will, you know, make you lose focus. Those are the people that curses will attract to you. Another point this morning is this: curse can relocate you from, you know, from the place of your allocation to the wrong place where you will suffer for life. Curse can give you 101 million reasons why you should travel out when God has not even designed you to travel out. The other day I was saying that, you see, if God have designed you to prosper in one remote village, in one, you know, poor Africa country, and you carry your load, you go to Europe, or you go to West, you go to America, or you go to Asia, or every or any other place, you will not prosper there. That is the reason why that day I remember mentioning that we have homeless people in America more than we have in any part of the world, more than we have in any part of Africa. But these people are so wicked, their main media are so weak, the mainstream media are so wicked to the point that they don't show their bad side. They don't show their bad side. They only show the bad side of Africa, painting Africa to the world as if we are non-entity, as if we are not nothing. But their own is worst. You imagine they seize every black Africa as a potential criminal. Look at them. How many cities in Africa where you will be going on the street and somebody can just bring out gun and started shooting sporadically and killing innocent people? But it happens in America every day, but they will never tell you this. Can you see something? So curse can relocate you. Don't have the intention that you cannot prosper from where you can prosper in the village where God, you know, God, where God has, you know, destined for you, not until you are relocated. So many things we are buying from China today, many of them are produced in the outskirts of the main China. They are not produced in the cities. That is the issue. It's only the government that are not helping the issues, what they support, the social amenities we're supposed to have, the, you know, the infrastructures we're supposed to have in the villages, and they are not even in the city. Let's not talk of being in the villages. So don't allow curse to relocate you out of your place of blessing, your place of allocation, to wrong place. Curse is capable of creating enmity between you and your, you know, and your helpers. Curse is capable of creating enmity between you and your helpers. Curse is always poisonous to destiny. Know that one. Curse is always poisonous to destiny. Curse is anti-fruitfulness. When there is curse, there will be no fruitfulness in the life of such person. Curse doesn't die. It has lifespan as long as the earth exists. That is it. It is curses are managers of shame and disgrace. Know that one. Shame and disgrace. The curses is the doorkeeper, is the one that open gate for them, is their manager. Curse is a waster and emptier. It wastes life, wastes time, it empty people. Curse makes people fight the battles they don't even initiate, it. The battle they know nothing about. Cursing someone without a reason can automatically bring you under a curse. When you curse, just like I said, a causeless curse will never come. So when you are cursing somebody without a reason, be right assured that you are bringing curse upon yourself. Curse is powerful enough to hinder prayer. Yes, normal prayers doesn't break curse. You have to go extra mile, and then you have to, you know, put everything you have in it to destroy curse or curses. Curse is a respecter of no status, of no man. You respect no man. You respect no level. A prophet can be under a curse. A bishop can be under a curse. Your level doesn't matter. So it doesn't respect status. Curse can dispose you and deny you of your possessions and rights. curse can dispose and deny you of your possessions and your rights. Curse is contagious. That is something. If you are working with somebody that is under a curse, you can be automatically, you know, affected by the curse of that person. It spreads and it goes from generations to generations as well. Curse is very, very contagious. According to the Bible, curse flies like birds. It flies without limitation. That is it. And then know that, you know, attitudes and characters can naturally attract automatic curse. Yes, some people's attitude, look at this day now, no respect on the street. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother and everyone that is older than you, that you may live long. Do you wonder why the younger ones are not living long again? Because there is no respect. They don't respect, they don't honor the elders any longer. So, curse, your attitude and character can bring you under natural automatic curse. Curse can be acquired consciously and unconsciously. So you can be unconsciously entering into curse, or you can consciously enter into curses as well. You see, cursing whom God has blessed as well can earn you a divine curse. When you are placing curse on someone who God has not cursed and who God has blessed, then definitely you are writing a letter to divine curse. You see, curse can lead to chronic problems like frustrations, like, you know, depression, like disappointments. You see, people just naturally, they made up their minds that they want to, you know, commit suicide. It's not ordinary. Something wrong somewhere. And let me tell you this, as I'm riding up this morning, complete freedom from curse can only be obtained through genuine repentance from every nonsense. So you need to repent. I need to repent. And finally, know this for sure, that Jesus Christ has redeemed us from curses, or by his divine substitution. Through divine substitution, Jesus redeemed us from curses. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. If you're a child of God, just tell God that I apply the blood of Jesus upon my life against every form of curse. If you are not yet given your life to Christ, just tell Lord Jesus, I invite you to my life today because I want to free from every form of curse curses that is affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can take your time more and pray about this very well. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through the line +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself or for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.